This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We started a new segment a couple of weeks ago. Your questions, our answers, those niggling little things about business and economics that have been bugging you. It's called I've Always Wondered.
If you wonder...
By asking 1,000 questions to get one answer, by brain work and play.
It can be anything, stuff you can't figure out or something you want to know more about. Here's Marketplace's Mark Garrison with the latest installment.
Today's question comes from Allison Najman. Allison, what have you always wondered?
Why do luxury hotels most of the time charge for Wi-Fi, but cheaper hotels don't?
You're in North Carolina, but by the power vested in me by Kai Rizdahl, I can teleport you to New York, where we will test your question's premise. Come along. Allison, we're now in New York's Waldorf Astoria. The lobby is enormous and elegant. There are staffers everywhere, a check-in desk, concierge desk, dining area. Here, the presidential suite really is. President Obama stays here. It's pretty nice, eh?
Yeah, this is beautiful.
I found a room tonight for $399. Allison, what do you think Wi-Fi costs?
I would expect it to be free at a $400 a night hotel room, but I'm sure it's probably about $15 a night.
Close, it's $19.95 per day. Now let's check out a different hotel. It's just downtown, but since we can teleport, let's do that.
Good afternoon, Hotel 17.
This is Hotel 17. The lobby is small and basic. Instead of a giant staff, there's just a guy. You can stay here tonight for $86, a very good deal in New York. It's not nearly as nice as the Waldorf, but the Wi-Fi is free. As for why many expensive hotels charge for access and budget ones don't, let's call up Toni Rapetti. She's a hotel management professor at University of Nevada, Las Vegas.
The easy answer to that is because they can.
Allison, are we all good? Was that the answer you were looking for?
It was not satisfying, because that's the reason everyone charges for something is because they can.
Okay, let's go a little deeper. The reason why luxury hotels can charge involves their customers' price sensitivity. That's the key economic concept here. Jeff Beck is a former Marriott exec who teaches at Michigan State's business school.
The type of people that are going to be staying there are typically there on business, which generally means that somebody else is paying for it.
Since they can stick their bosses with the bill, business travelers are hardly price sensitive at all. As for the folks staying at fancy hotels for pleasure, Rapetti says their wealth means they're not very price-sensitive either.
A $20 fee on a $400-plus room night is probably not a big deal when they're paying $400 for a room.
But budget hotel customers are definitely price-sensitive, and managers know it.
They have to have that amenity for you to stay there, so they have to include Wi-Fi.
So, Allison, do you see how price sensitivity is why fancy hotels charge for Wi-Fi?
Yes, but that doesn't make it the right answer in 2014, right? You know, you can get free internet at Starbucks.
The good news is things are changing. The website Hotel Chatter has a long-running survey of hotel Wi-Fi. It says nearly two-thirds of hotels offer it free, and that number's growing. Managing editor Juliana Shellcross says guests are driving that shift.
When they go to a hotel and they see that it's charging them for Wi-Fi, they get a little pissed off, and I think they make that known.
Hotels don't want angry customers in the age of online reviews and social media. Companies that give hotels a lot of business are complaining, too. So many hotels are getting rid of Wi-Fi charges, but Toni Rapetti at UNLV points out that free hotel Wi-Fi may not be quite so free.
They also are increasing their room rates to make up for that. You may not see that, but they are increasing even a little bit.
Average rates are up about $5. Allison, here's a tip before you go. If you're stuck at a hotel charging for Wi-Fi, ask about their loyalty program. Often they'll waive Wi-Fi fees if you join. Thanks for the question. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.
Well, it's one, two,